Hi, everyone. Well, today is Monday, and this is the Healing Highway Creation Lightship Healing Show. Today is the 5th of March, 2018. So we're going to clear the date for you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And bring up the light beam on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go. Energizing that for peace energy to come your way. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is a little more. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. That's good. And if you have a situation going on in your life, but something happened, emotional something or other, or something physical, here we go. Let's release that energy, that timeline that you're existing on, when you think about it. Remember, if you don't think about it, you're off the timeline that you're connected to, but it's still connected to you. But you may not have any awareness of it. But once you connect to that timeline, then everything comes flooding in, and also associated things with that timeline. Similar events, we'll say, come rushing in to steal your energy. So here we go, releasing you from that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. So clearing that you could do for that is that systematic, problematic event thing, occurrences or something, that could help you. If you feel something happening that's happened in your past. Also, the clearing for mind loop one. If you keep thinking about something weekly or whatever, then that's the mind loop one clearing. So we'll turn it over to our co-host now. Are y'all ready to go, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm all ready, and I want to say hello to everybody and thank you guys for joining us on the Healing Highway Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. If you'd like to check out Ron's website, you may do so. It's creationlightship.com. I know a lot of people listen online, and you can find all of the information at the top of that page, the picture of the light being that Ron just activated. You can find our links there for our BBS shows, and you can contact us at clsquestions@yahoo.com during the show if you have a comment or testimonial you'd like to submit, or maybe you just have some questions about the healings. And you can also use our chat link, which is on our BBS radio homepage, and you can just let us know how you're doing with all the clearings and healings. I know a lot of people might have been on Ron's call yesterday. Ron does a lot of calls every month and every week, and in addition to the 4 radio shows that are live every week. So we just got a clearing for the date, and we are going to get right into some listener questions here. And there's a couple of things. I don't know, Ron, if you want to talk about some of the new things that are happening and going on that you maybe had mentioned on the calls over the weekend. But a lot of people did send in testimonials about that.
Boy, maybe a week or so from now when I have more information.
Okay.
Coming through. What I can say before I forget this here, we have a lot of people who may want to be in the light chamber. So New York is coming very quickly here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in having your picture in the light chamber, I would need that by probably Saturday. So you have, say 5 days approximately, to send us a picture. So do a $100 donation. And send us that donation receipt along with a picture of you. And the current pictures, is probably the best, maybe current within the last 6 months or something. And then we'll print it out and put you in the light chamber.
Oh, wow.
And you can also,
new picture of myself.
yeah, you want a new one. You don't want your baby one.
Well, I don't think I've been using my baby one, but I think the one that I've been using is like 8 or 10 years old. Yeah, it's from a while ago.
You want to get one that's current because even though the energy will still go into you, it may have to go through the dramas and traumas of your life back then in order to reach who you are now. And so you want to get you as how you really are. And if you happen to have, a dog or cat or chicken or something, you can take a picture of them too, and I'll include them with your picture.
Wow.
So that way they'll have a healing also.
You know what? I have to print out all new pictures of myself and my animals because that never had even occurred to me. I was just using, I think, pictures from a while ago, like a couple years old. But that makes so much sense. And I don't know why, because, you know, I guess I'm just not much of a selfie taker. But, you know, a lot of people take pictures of themselves, like hundreds of pictures every day. So I don't know why I don't have one. It's just one of those things, you know, you don't like taking pictures of yourself for some reason. But, yeah, that's a great opportunity for those of you who cannot be at the expo in person. And you know what? Even people that do attend, maybe they go for a day or, you know, 2 days, but they want to be in the light chamber all the time. So they do the donation, and that way they can be assured that they're receiving that energy from the light chamber during all the sessions during the weekend. And if you want more information on the expo, there's a link to it. You can click on it at the top of Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and it's the 16th, 17th, and 18th of March, so that is coming up very quickly. So be sure to get your donation and photo in if that's something that you would indeed like to participate in.
And then we'll be having another Saturday workshop, I guess financial workshop. I forget what we exactly called it, but that'll be on the 24th. So if you're back east and you came to the last one, we'll have another one here. And it's the same time, same location. So we'll be starting Eastern time of 10:30, basically to, it'll probably be starting at 11, but we'll get there at 10:30. So we'll just say it's 11 to, 11 to 3. I think it's a 3-hour workshop. But anyway, you could, if you were at the last one listening, it'll be the same PIN number for that. I'll keep that the same just so it's very consistent. And I don't know what the cost was. So I'll have to look it up. Maybe it's $20. I just don't know. Maybe $50. You would know by whatever you paid last time. So anyway, we'll have that. You can listen live on it.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, I think it was $20, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was $20, Ron.
Yeah, I think it was $20, yeah. So anyway, so it's $20. And I'll try to get a recording, like I mentioned, of that. We can hand that out at some point later.
Oh.
So anyway, let's we can start the show here.
Great. Okay. So the first question, it's actually a testimonial about a couple days ago, I think, on one of the live shows, or maybe it was one of the calls, I don't remember exactly, but you did a water charging, and it was a special water charging. And you charged water, I guess, glasses of water for people to put at their four corners of their beds.
Oh, yeah, the bed water, yeah,
So this, okay, great. So this listener said they felt they were in a protected area, like my own safe house bed. And they're wondering if on the calls, can they now ask for charging of the bed waters? And they're wondering how long the water charging lasts.
Well, the water will last when you're sleeping. So, I would guess if you charged it like at say 10 in the morning, the water would be active from that time until you wake up the next morning. Some people may want to do their water charging, you know, in the evening, so you could go on the website and charge it that way. And that would work, is to do one water charging for your bed. Or maybe you are already doing, you know, daily water charging and just put some of the water in the containers, you know, around your bed.
Or what about peaceful sleep water?
Well, that you normally drink.
Okay.
So this water you would not be drinking. What we'll have to do is see how people are being creative with that. Maybe we'll have more information in a week, you know, week or two as they're doing it, and what they charge that water up for.
Okay.
Typically, it's just to, you know, to give you peace when you're sleeping.
Yeah, a lot of us need
but
that.
But it could also do more than that, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a protective field around your bed. We'll have to see how other people have experienced doing this.
Yeah, that's really cool. I seem to remember last week we were getting a number of questions about, like, dreams and how do I stay out of the astral plane and all that kind of stuff. So maybe this will help people feel more protected and, like, they can, you know, not be so straying out there at night when they're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Very cool. So, yeah, keep us posted, everybody, if you're doing that, and let us know how it's going. Okay, so yesterday we got a testimonial from somebody who was on the 7-hour call, and this listener wrote in and said, I added Keep Me Real for the first time yesterday. What a difference. I feel a huge difference. I will add this on every time I say the mind-heart drop. The best yet.
Yeah, that's good. So if you're listening for the first time, at the very end of the mind to heart drop, before you do the counting, then add to that, and keep me real.
Okay.
So that should help you out. Just basically what happened was... I wasn't going to go into this, but went up to the galactic locations, and they had a galactic Wall Street. Remember, we're being traded, you know, and you know, we've already talked about this for years, that every 10 minutes a different alien race has you. So... just finding out that you were on the galactic stock exchange trading floor and they were trading you and body parts of you to other races to get whatever they could get out of you.
Oh, dear.
So you're a commodity. And so basically went there and said, you cannot do this any longer, and got everybody disconnected from... the Galactic Wall Street, and from there you're no longer on a prison planet because they're not controlling you. So you should not be abducted every 10 minutes now. This started, I think I did this Saturday night. The date I can't recall because I'm out of time right now.
I think it was Sunday, Ron, on the...
Sunday, okay.
Yeah, I think you, well, I don't know, maybe you did do it Saturday night.
It was Sunday morning.
Yeah, like Sunday
a.m.
Yes,
that's
yeah.
Sunday a.m. Yeah, okay, so anyway, so from there, you should start to feel, you won't see the glitches any longer of you being, you know, yes, no, stop, go every 10 minutes. And you're going to start to move with freedom throughout, you know, your walking experience here on the earth. Remember, before you were replicated and you had your energy packs and everything created for you for 10 minutes of life here. So you had 10 minutes of the energy that they gave you to sustain life for 10 minutes. Well, the real you would come here for 3 hours a month. So it had a 3 hour a month life pack of energy. So what's happening now is that since you're real, you may or may not experience this here. But remember, you're now using up your last 10-minute segment that you had a long time ago, maybe from yesterday, and you could feel a little tired because it's up to you to connect with your spirit now and to ask for more physical energy because you were being spoon-fed just by the aliens, and you were not in charge of your life. So saying this differently again, you now need to get your body energy connected to your spirit so you can sustain life here and to have energy for your body to physically move. Because before it was all given to you. Everything was played out. You're on the movie set for 10 minutes. They gave you all your nutrition, and now you don't have that. So you're going to find yourself now creating, because you're going to have your own thoughts now, we'll say. Hopefully it'll be from your spirit energy, you know, your peace energy, creating your thoughts. But just keeping it very simple, you're now here as a creative being to live on the earth. And so what that means to you is that you have no programs really running in you because you probably already did your clearings on the natal barcode and everything else, so you should feel pretty much freed up. All the clearings on the website will still work for you. So just because, you know, you're free now doesn't mean you don't need to have clearings. You still have stuff running from the past. But now you're moving more into the new Earth energy if you can sustain life there because you've had clearings to bring those bits and pieces of you, you know, through your Earth transport to, you know, the new Earth. So you're going to be able to have the full availability of being on the new Earth. The new Earth energy and the new Earth. But if you don't see the new Earth, that's fine. But the energy you more than likely will sense. So if you feel like you're running out of steam, well, that's kind of a given because you never had a way to connect to it before. It was already spoon-fed to you. It was in your package of your 10-minute abduction experience. So the movie Moon on Netflix kind of depicts a little bit of this here if you watch that, okay? It was made in 2009. It's very interesting. So anyway, so switching gears here, you need to connect with your spirit to get more life force energy for your body because you never probably used it before because you didn't need to have it. So you may feel free. You feel like, you know, the fence around you is gone and you start to run out of the gate, you know, out of the fence, and you see pasture, you know, like you're a horse and you're running, but then you go, wait a minute, you know, I don't know how to eat these apples, you know, they're here, the apple tree's here, and there's grass down, and I'm used to eating hay, I got to go back to where I used to be.
Right, right.
And so you got to realize that there are people who may not wish to have this, but, and what's going to happen to them, don't ask me. You know, what do you do when you're a new you, you know? So you're all, like, virgin here now, and you got to know that, like we've always talked about, you are here with your spirit. You have this borrowed body that, you know, used to be controlled. It still could have some mechanisms on it. I don't want to say that it's 100% free, but it's far better now than what it was a few days ago. But you know, not now. You're here to be creative, so that's what your job is to create. But you need the physical life force energy for your body to do that. So we'll just see if we get any comments. Some people may have felt wonderful. Maybe you feel great. Maybe you feel, wow, I got all this energy in my body. Well, maybe you already, you know, are learning how to connect to your spirit, and by doing the mind to heart stuff all the time, you're probably already there. The people that could be struggling maybe are not there, and they go, wow, I kind of feel a little tired today. But if you could pull yourself back and maybe in a sense like on a near-death experience, you pull back, you look at your body, you know, from the ceiling or from the side, you're going to see where those glitches used to be. You're going to see yourself being turned off and on every 10 minutes, and you go, wow, I'm seeing the movie sets here. And now that doesn't exist for you. So the prison planet here is changed. It's out of alien control. Last night I had to work on the Earth spirit, and it was down to 20%, so I had to charge it up, and that took a while. And you should start to feel maybe a little heavier now, because the Earth spirit now is now in charge of its reality. It was being sucked out like you were. So we went through a lot of things with the Earth spirit, but right now it's doing very, very nicely. So anyway, there's other stuff that was going on, which, you know, the main thing is that your ticket that, you know, was connected to you as they had their programming of you, that whole scenario of you being on the movie set and you being a cast member with the thing around your neck saying what number you were, that's gone. So the room looked like thousands of computers, in a sense, and you're being bought and sold every 10 minutes. It was, like, incredible to see. And the computers are still there. They're not operating at all. They just have a lit screen, but the room itself has no lights turned on it. And the time-traveling soldiers are there around this facility, and it's big. It's about the size of the Earth, okay? It's a gigantic place. And they're in there, and nothing is going to turn it back on again. Now, the aliens are still trading other aliens, okay? Remember, this is their spiritual hierarchy. This is what they do to make a living. You know, the alien Wall Street out there. So, you know, Galactic Wall Street. And I'm sure there are other energies attached to it, too. But they're still trading other aliens. I don't have jurisdiction on that. I only have it for here.
Wow.
So, you know, I can't overstep my bounds. But the aliens that are here doing that, they already got their walking papers. Or it's basically, are you going to join the light? Yes. If I see you, you've been here for too long, and zap, you're gone. You're dematerialized. And so they already have that warning put there. So it's your choice to leave and to get out of here. Remember, we've always said with the time-traveling soldiers, you know, destroy first, ask questions later. Because they shouldn't be here whatsoever. So, and the darkness would always like to have a long conversation and to put you sideways and to give you false information and get you hooked up to something as they're talking and talking and talking. And the soldiers don't have... are not going to listen to anything. If they see an alien that doesn't have light in it, goodbye, Charlie. You know, they're gone.
Sorry, so, Charlie.
That's it. Sorry, Charlie, you know. If I see you, you've been here too long. So.
That's amazing.
Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the way it is, because, they, you know, if you look upon your life, everybody listening, look upon your life, and you know, you know, some awful things have happened to you. It's because of them. You know, so anyway.
Yeah, it really is true.
And I still will do the enslaved trapped aliens here, which will give them, if they're hiding someplace, give them a chance to leave without being zapped, you know.
Yeah, and Ron, we can play that ourselves from your YouTube channel. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that is correct, yeah.
So,
I think
it's
still on the website someplace, too, or on, you know, the BBS, you know, site.
Yeah,
let's just continue on with what you have there. Maybe you've got some new things coming through.
Yeah, actually, as you were speaking there, we got a lot of questions. And somebody just said, thank you, Ron. This is the best amazing ever. Also, someone was asking, can or should we connect to the Earth spirit? Might it increase the integration of the creation lightship healings?
No, you don't touch the Earth spirit.
Okay.
You don't want it. The cording is off. It's completely off. Off limits. No more cording.
Okay. All right. And since you mentioned it, I did get an email from a listener about the time traveling soldiers, and they watched a video from the February 2018 Conscious Life Expo, which you participated in, Ron, and they thoroughly enjoyed it, especially the part about the time-traveling soldiers enlistment. You're one hell of an enlistment officer. I am so pumped about being a time-traveling soldier, and so is my spirit. Where do we sign up? Can we do this tonight?
Oh, boy. I don't have... Not yet. I'll figure out another time.
Okay.
Maybe after the expo here. It's quite interesting being in there and bringing in. There was a couple that's going to see me. I believe back in New York too. They were at that, and they were Chinese. And I was talking about that I couldn't ever find a Chinese. I didn't say how long. I think it was like a couple of years. I could never see the Chinese soldiers. You know.
Yeah. I remember
and,
that.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden they appeared. Just come in and go real quick, you know, and they're
cool.
Very calculated. So when I was saying that, he started laughing. I guess he understood, you know, being Chinese, how they think, you know. So that was kind of cool, you know.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. So I've not seen the video, you know.
Well, apparently the listener...
I don't have any recognition of what was there. So anyway, go ahead, Elizabeth.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. They just apparently saw the video, and it was pretty exciting to them. So we'll just stay tuned for whenever you want to, you know, do an enlistment, Ron. Yeah, maybe.
I'll mention the enlistment. It'll probably be on one of the $20 healings that we have during the week.
Oh, the weekly calls?
Yeah, the weekly calls. That way people who are on the calls already could enlist if they wish. And because they already got the time there that's listening.
I mean, if we enlisted a couple of years ago, are we still enlisted?
Well, that's up to you. If you didn't say no, then you are, yes. It's up to you to break the connection from that.
Okay.
The contract will say... I'm sure that the everything has changed now with the soldiers. They're doing mop up versus battles and cleanup. You know, so it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think
it does feel different.
It's a lot more peaceful. So if you were battling out there in the past, you probably won't have that thrill any longer.
Yeah, you kind of were like an assassin or a warrior, you know, walked around with sort of a different mentality. We're just kind of like taking it easy a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, well, you're still going to have that full alert button on you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still going to have, you probably won't ever lose that personality. So it'd be interesting if somebody out there was... a regular, normal person, you know, and, you know, like the movie, you know, what was it, the series, you know, the Superman series, you know, the new ones have changed, but, you know, Clark Kent would go, you know, be a regular person with the black glasses on, and then he'd go into the phone booth and pop out as Superman. You know, that's kind of the way you would feel as a time-traveling soldier. You're always in that Superman or Superwoman mode. So your attitude toward other people would be a little different, maybe a little more forceful, a little more personality, we'll say. So many ways.
Well, I was always amazed at how much it made me more confident in my regular life.
Yeah, that's a good positive way of saying it, yeah.
Yeah, because it. Yeah, well, I mean, obviously you can't go around, slitting throats. I mean,
yeah.
Like, who's that guy? Jack Reacher. But yeah, it's sort of like you're sort of this mercenary, you know, kind of like a, you know, a superhero identity, which was really cool, I think, for a lot of people. So, okay, Ron, if you want to move on, we can. People are asking about the Earth Spirit, and they're asking, Ron, haven't you said that the Earth Spirit has left and made its ascension? How does that work with what you just said?
Yeah, it did leave. Another one came in trying to help out. I can't exactly say when it came in. It hasn't been here very long, maybe a couple of months after doing a lot of work here. Trying to, I'd say probably came in around Christmas time, trying to help out again, and it just got zapped also. So, but now it's fully empowered, and it feels completely different to me than the ones that were here before. So it's now fully empowered and in charge. You might just go out if you're curious, go hug a tree or something, and see what you get from that tree energy, because it will be different.
Oh, wow.
Yep. You know, or you know, you need to physically connect. You know, that's why I said hug a tree. Or you know, put your hand on a trunk of a tree, or, you know, peel a flower or something, because it will be different.
It's actually funny, Ron. I did that today, and I did notice a difference. And I didn't even, I mean, this is obviously before the show and before we were, you know, having our conference call, you know, today. So, I mean, our radio show today. So I actually was just doing that earlier, and it did seem different.
Yeah, and remember what you're feeling is you're feeling your body, how do I say it? You're made up of the earth, okay? Earth elements, and so is the tree made up of earth elements. And you're able to connect, because the tree's above ground, you know, to more of the earth spirit, because it's an extension of the earth spirit, and you're part of the elements. So in a sense, what you're doing is taking you, which would be dirt in a sense, okay, and you're putting your dirt on the trunk of the tree where the earth spirit is, and it can energize you. That's the easiest way to look at it. It'd be interesting. Wow. I saw this Viking movie, kind of a weird one, just kind of comical, but they had a couple of guys buried up to their head, you know, in the dirt. So it would be interesting if you really wanted a nice feeling, you might try this. I don't know. I won't recommend it, but, you know, maybe you could have somebody put some dirt on you. Maybe just bury your feet in a hole and put some dirt around it and just see if that tends to energize you more. I don't know.
Yeah, or you like know. Sand or something. Like if
you live by the beach. Yeah, sand around you, yeah. Or even people like walking in mud, you know.
Yeah, I used to love that when I was a kid.
Yeah, mud pies and enjoy eating that, you know.
Loved mud.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny. Little kids are always drawn to that stuff. It's interesting. Mud, water, muddy puddles.
You're going to have to learn how to relive here. I won't say relive. You're going to have to learn how to live here for the first time, because you're brand new. You're brand new here, and you're going to be learning how to work with your creativity, with your spirit. So I would assume if you haven't had any clearings, or people who aren't listening to the show here, who haven't had any clearings at all, they're going to probably start feeling lost, because they're no longer being spoon-fed and being operated, remote-controlled, every 10 minutes. So there could be some chaos going on here. So anyway, you got the advantage, people. You know what's happening. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that is so cool. And we did get quite a few comments. A lot of people commented about being tired yesterday. This one person said they noticed their cat was sleeping under the trees and only came in for food. I've actually noticed that too with my animals. They seem to want to be outside more. And Somebody else said they slept deeply with no dream battles, with the bed water charged for us last Saturday night and Sunday also. Thank you. And somebody else said, thank you, Ron, for the great news. I was very tired yesterday. I slept until 10 a.m. and then went back to bed at 6 p.m., and now I know the reason. And somebody else said that it was funny that you mentioned the Chinese soldiers. Yesterday, I had Chinese visitors to buy things from me that were made in China. Let's see, and someone else said, I can't believe this. It's amazing. Does this mean that there won't be any cut and paste timelines created? I must say.
Yeah, I can't say that's 100% correct, that there won't be anything. You know, remember, you're still on the past ones. And new ones may not be created. So we won't have that answer for probably about 6 months, okay?
Okay.
So just keep everything that we have going, you know, from the past as still going. Still do your timeline crashes and things like that, because you could be bringing up, you know, older footage that's attached to you. And it could be
right. Just because you're not watching.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Like, just because you're not watching the movie doesn't mean it's, like, not still playing somewhere.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, there are, you know, that's why we have Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's streaming. Oh, man. Yeah, that's, I mean, it's true, because you've already lived your life, and I mean, I don't know how old the members of our listening audience are, but depending on how long you've lived, you've got more of a story, so you can't go back and unlive that because it's already happened. I will say this, though, that after doing the clearings, you do feel differently about the story, and it almost, like, doesn't seem to matter, and you feel very disconnected, but not in a sort of detached way. It's more in just a peaceful way about what's happened in the past, and it doesn't control you. So there's a bit of a distinction there with how you view what happened to you or people that may have come across your path that you didn't really have the most positive experiences with.
So you still have your DNA,
right?
You know, that you're using, and maybe the RNA that should be programming with, it may not be activated. Excuse me. So, you know, the DNA is still in you, and you are probably running that energy still. But you're going to be able to be in the now, and with more body energy, maybe the healing aspect should kick in more as you clean out your DNA more. So anyway, still need the clearings. There's no magic bullet or, you know, Tinkerbell to come in and take everything away from you. But at least now you have, you know, you have hope, and that you never had before. You know, this new thing is really nice, and you now have hope. And, you know, like we did a couple of weeks ago, approximately, you know, you have the depth of which will say taken off of your spirit and your body, that you're able to sustain life longer. And it's not a thing that's put on you from your birth, that you're dying every day. So, you know, that gives you a lot of energy. So, anyway, anything else out there coming in, Elizabeth?
There was a part two to that question, and this listener wrote and said, I must say today that I've been feeling easeful and a feeling of okayness, feeling like things are going to work out. This is wonderful, and thank you a million times. And Ron, how is it that this has happened at this time and not earlier? I don't know.
Well, I had to do a lot of clearing. So,
yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
You know, I'm doing stuff that you don't even know about.
Ron's been working really hard for the past 10 years.
Everything is like, it's like the onion peel, you know? And you know, unfortunately, which was easier. But,
Ron's been really working, like, very hard on all of this, so it's actually really awesome and great to be a part of it, especially if you've been with us for quite some time, which I know a lot of people have been. So it's always interesting. There's never a dull moment. And the nice part is that you always feel like you have an opportunity to create and change and... like this person was saying, it's just that the timeline that they were on has changed, and they now see that there is something else out there that they can, a new timeline that they can be on. That, you know.
And don't bring up your past.
Yeah.
Don't regurgitate events in your life or situations or anything else, because, you know, you're just bringing in the bad energy to yourself. You know, just walk away, Renee, and look, you know, to the next present moment for your manifestation. And remember, you're not going to be working in the future, typically. I guess people could probably plan something, but you still have to manifest moment by moment by moment to get to what your end goal is. So anyway, that's the whole thing. You have to work in peace energy. People who can't work in peace, I don't know what's going to happen to them, because the whole energy system on the planet has changed. And so they're going to be in a lot of chaos. So, and, you know, the aliens here are basically off limits to this planet. So, and I don't think they know that. So everything should be backing off and things changing. So back to you.
Yeah, wow. That's just so cool. I'm so excited about all of this news. And it's great because we have a lot to talk about on the show. And I hope everyone can either, you know, listening live can absorb all of this or, you know, go back and catch the archives, which BBS always has up for us to listen to. And somebody else wrote in and said two things that are consistent with me are, one, my energy level is much higher. I may be really tired at the end of a day or not in the best shape, but I'm on the go and I feel energetic with my mind especially. And two, everything in nature looks three-dimensional. I am noticing details on trees and noticing everything around as if it pops out. Like three dimensions. I see this often, not 100% of the time, but noticeably many times when I'm out and about. Thanks so much. Yeah, that's, I know for a while there, everything was like looking really flat and we had that fake snow and it was very, very different.
Yep, you might check the clouds. I don't know if the clouds are changing. Our clouds where I am, you know, look nice like the old clouds, but, you know.
Yeah, they do.
You know, hopefully it'll stay that way. Because, you know, we still have technology here, unfortunately, that is trying to, you know, alter the weather. But maybe the alien ships will be leaving. It's off limits here for them, so. We'll see. I got to do, you know, this is just the start of things. So it's, anyway, we'll leave it at that. You know, things will be changing in the next 6 months, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Great to know. And somebody else wrote in and said, yes, I noticed a difference. I felt tired, but needed very little sleep, and I worked on things I enjoyed where I felt blocked. Yeah, that's true. I've noticed a lot more, like, freedom and creative thinking, too. Okay, cool. So.
So you're talking about bed water earlier?
Bed
about
water,
something?
Yeah. Everyone seems to be into the bed water, and somebody is asking if we could do it again, and or how do we buy it?
So you could go into the water. I think it's the object charging, or it might say water charging. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at that for a while.
I think it's divine.
Here,
let me see here.
Yeah, you could probably buy a gallon of water thereabouts. It costs a dollar.
Oh, personal water activation.
Yeah, just buy like maybe a gallon and use that, or you know, to put around your bed and then drink the rest of it. And you know, you'd probably want it to maybe charged up for you know, peaceful sleep, I guess, is what I think I would use. And or maybe, well, it's up to you. You might want to see how you want to work with that. What you might want to do is maybe make one for to be energized. Maybe creativity even. You know, yeah, just play with it and see. And that way, it'll give you that energy, and you may want to get more body life force energy. You could put that in to have your, you know, water to connect your spirit more to your body, you know, something like that, because it could help. But I think we just did it for peace. And then some people may have thought the peace would be protection. Well, it's kind of up to you, you know, what you want to do with that. But what you may want to do is do a different water each night and write down how you feel the next day. And I would think that if you charged it up for like life force energy and it kept you awake, you may want to just move the bottles away so you can have, you know, good sleep again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just a thing we're just playing with to see. So back to you.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good idea, and it's always a good way to check in and notice how you're feeling and then adjust things accordingly, you know, after you try them.
What I am thinking, you may want to come on the Wednesday call.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we do 7 containers of water, okay? And those waters work sequentially with you for 7 days. So you may want to get a larger amount of water, because it's going to give you what you need for that day, okay? And if you poured part of that water for that, maybe the next day when you're going to sleep in those water containers, then that might be real beneficial, because you're going to be with that energy all around you through the night for the next day. So I'll just try to be creative here. So you may want to try that. So instead of getting what you normally get, like maybe get double the amount on the Wednesday call, and that way, you know, half that water can go in the water in your little water containers. And I would think that you may want to get glass, you know, a glass container to put the water in, you know, maybe, you know, clear glass or something, you know. But that's kind of up to you also. If I were to do it, I'd have clear glass.
Yeah, I like the glass
bottle. Maybe a bowl of clear glass or something, you know. So anyway, and you know, I'd probably get, what do you think? 10 ounces of water, probably, you think?
Yeah, I think that would be sufficient.
Yeah. Plus times 4, so just kind of do the math there and see what size water you'd need. That's why I said probably get an extra gallon of water for that. That will, you know, be, you know, enough to pour into your containers. And you could even try it maybe one time. Maybe you have a dog out in his doghouse or something, or, you know, your cat has a cat bed. You could put 4 around it also.
Aw. That's so nice, Ron.
That,
I love how
you know,
you always include the animals and plants
so,
the healing.
So dealing with your dog or cat's name, you know.
Very, very cool. Somebody said in the emails they did watch the movie Moon, and they said it was a very interesting clone movie, especially when you have the inside scoop per Creation Lightship. It was a tight movie, touched upon everything from programs and DNA on an intelligent computer with a helping hand to help us see a barcode on a clone or an expiration date. It was an old movie, so I was surprised it talked about live feed and interface. I won't ruin the ending, but it was believable.
Yeah. Yeah, it shows the clone, the one clone actually, it had a 3-year life, and it showed it near the last week is what they kind of started the movie with. And it showed the clone actually falling apart in a sense. You know, one of his teeth came out and it got very, you know, sickly looking, et cetera. So, you know, it was going through the process of decay in 3 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, it is an interesting movie. So I didn't catch the last captions they're talking about. I should probably watch the last 2 minutes of it. Because they were talking about what they're going to do with this person that came back. But anyway, it is interesting. And, oh, what I found interesting, I'm watching the movie, right? And inside of the facility, it's like spotless, right? I don't know if you saw it or not, Elizabeth, but the facility is spotless. But the machine has dirt on it and looks like it has, you know, like, some grease kind of leaked out of it, you know, and it looks kind of soiled, and it's not really brand new looking, like it's been around for, you know, like, you know, 20 years. So anyway, when you watch the movie, just kind of take note of how that robot looks, because it's not spick and span. Everything else in there is. So, you know, how long have they been doing this? Anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. I know there's always, like, so much in the Netflix queue that you want to see. It's almost impossible to watch everything. So somebody asked if they could use mason jars, like canning jars with the lids
on. Oh, yeah. I don't see. That would work perfect, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Good.
And
yeah,
they would they have to take the lids off, or I don't even know.
No, yeah, I wouldn't have any metal attached. Just take the lids off.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, just make sure that you don't trip on it, you know?
Yeah.
Or have your sheets get caught on it.
Maybe put it under the bed a little bit.
Yeah, that would be good. That would work.
Like, so you don't knock it over. I know,
yeah.
I just can see myself doing something, like, stupid like that. okay. Somebody else asked, when you're drinking charged water for peaceful sleeping, should you drink it all day?
Normally, normally most people most people just have a couple of swallows of it before they go to bed.
Okay.
Or you could think of maybe a couple hours before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, how that normally works for most people. That's what they've commented on over the years.
Okay.
So
that's really cool.
You don't need to drink the whole thing. You know, whatever you have, just drink. You normally always want to get more than you think you need, because if you didn't and you drink the whole thing down because your body wants it, and you look at the jar and you only made 2 ounces and you go, man, I could have drank another, you know, double that, then you feel kind of foolish. So, you know, always get more than what you think you need. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. Okay, well, I'm going to read one more testimonial, and then I'll turn it over to you, Ron, because I think we're almost out of time here. But again, with the water protection that you did, this listener wrote in and said, thank you for charging the 4 containers of water for our beds on Saturday night. I consider it a big success. We slept really deeply. Also, sitting on the bed during the day, I felt the energy radiating off the bed. I plan to do this every day. Charged up the 4 bowls on the Sunday 7-hour call. Today, Monday, I charged it on the online water charging. Our cat really loves it. I feel, she thought, oh, thanks, assuming it was for her. She went around to each bowl on the four corners. We could see that she really enjoys it and a smart cat. Thanks for another wonderful opportunity to heal.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Oh, but I will say on the waters, when I do it at the expo, some people have, you know, the waters in a little plastic container, you know, that you buy, you take the lid off, you know. So when I do the water charging, they drink about half of that. Most people, well, in fact, I think, well, you can't see them because the videos don't show the people, but when I do charge it, they have more than one sip of water, okay? They might have three or four swallows of that water. But before, they probably wouldn't do that. So anyway, it's interesting because it's body compatible for you. And I've even had people say that it's taken the chlorine out of the water that they have, that they knew had chlorine in it from their tap at their house or something.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, so.
Well, I think we're actually at the end of the show here, so please join us on the call tomorrow. And you can find out the schedule at creationlightship.com. And also, we'll see you back here on Wednesday. 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern for the Wednesday BBS show. So back to you, Ron, and thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for your testimonials, and we hope you'll join us again next Monday too.
Okay, so remember at the end of the Mind of Heart drop, you could write this down, and keep me real.
Right.
That could help a little bit there. So here we go, Mind of Heart drop. So you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and will count from 10 to, and keep me real. Here we go. So 10987654321. 10987654321. 10987654321. Okay, everybody. So hopefully you're doing great. And be creative and ask your spirit to help your body to get more life force energy into it. It needs to have that. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, lady behind the scene. And thank you, listeners. And please send testimonials in. Bye, everyone.